This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, stoppers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly Mr. Bradley Dean today. Now, folks, what we're going to be talking about in just a couple minutes is making a prey of Americans. You heard me correctly. Making a prey of Americans. This criminal that is in the People's White House by fraud is creating domestic insurrection, not to suggest that it hasn't been going on in the preceding administration's friends. But, folks, I want to tell you what's going on. He's releasing illegals back onto the streets of America. And what I'm going to do over the next hour is show you line upon line, precept upon precept, that this just didn't start, friends, with Barack Obama, and it surely didn't end with Donald Trump. It's been going on since day one concerning those administrations. And the only reason things like this would be happening in this country is because we would be under the judgments of God. So just hold up with me for a moment. Again, we're going to be talking about making a prey of Americans. Now, friends, we just got back from preaching Saturday and Sunday in Michigan last week. And then just this week, Friday and Sunday, we were preaching in Tennessee. We're back on our way home now. Up to Minnesota here, and we're stuck in Illinois for a moment. I'm going to do live radio, and then we'll be back in the studios tomorrow, Lord willing. So we are out there doing this stuff, Luke 19:10. So let me point my finger where it needs to be pointed for a moment. If you would like to book us, friends, now is the time to do it. We already got requests to come back to Tennessee. We've got requests from Georgia. We've got requests to come back to Michigan. We're looking to go back into colleges in Alabama as well. So if you'd like to book us, now's the time to do it. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you want to book us, give us a call at 1-866-233-0747, 1-866-233-0747. Also go over to sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Subscribe. There'll be a little sign up, pop up, right? When you go to sonsoflibertymedia.com, go ahead and subscribe. Check us out on the right side of the page, a little down below the scroll, and you'll find our live video platform. Go ahead and join on to that. Join us on Top Chat, or scroll all the way down, and you can join us on Genesis Communication Networks as well. Again, sonsoflibertymedia.com. There's also 13 to 15 articles over there combating the lies in the mainstream media as well. Also, go to beforeitsnews.com. Go over to beforeitsnews.com, click onto the live video platform, and go ahead and join us, my friends, on that Top Chat. Again, if you want to call in at any time, we've got Comrac set up for you. We can take your phone calls on the road. That number is 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Now, folks, if this is the first time listening to the sonsoflibertyradio.com, do remember that this is a radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. Read 1 Timothy 2:5. Read Acts 4:2. Go ahead and read John 14:6. Okay? And 1 Corinthians 11:1, and the list goes on. You understand what I'm saying. I know you do. And do understand that the Bible is the rock upon which our republic rests. That's why we are here to show you your foundations. We're here to point the finger to the resolve. But the American people must come to the realization that you are the resolve because you are the responsible party. Because, in fact, friends, you are, we the people, you are the government. So with that said, friends, I want to get over to this again, and I want you to listen carefully. Isn't it interesting when you go over to Deuteronomy 28, how it talks about right at the beginning of the chapter, and for those that didn't know, George Washington actually kissed Deuteronomy 28. And for those that don't know what Deuteronomy 28 is, it's the blessings and the cursings. There's 15 blessings to an obedient people, and there's 55 curses to a disobedient people, okay? And concerning the topic, make this applicable. As a matter of fact, you can make this applicable to every topic and everything that you do in your life, and you can put that up against Deuteronomy 30:19. But let's go over to Deuteronomy 28, verse 1 for a moment before we hit our topic. What does it say? And it shall come to pass. Listen, this is the answer to everything right here, friends. And it shall come to pass if you shall hearken diligently, if you shall listen painstakingly unto the voice of the Lord thy God to observe and to do all of his commandments, which I command thee this day, moral law, not ceremonial, that the Lord thy God will set thee on high above all nations of the earth. Then he goes on for 15 verses telling you the blessings of those that keep his commandments. Then when we get over to verse 15, forgive me, what does it say? It says, if you don't want to listen, if you will not listen carefully under the voice of the Lord thy God to observe to do all of his commandments and his statutes, which I command thee this day, then all these curses shall come upon thee and overtake thee. And to get into great specificity here, friends, you need to understand that the Bible is clear when it tells us as to what will take place. When we go to 28 verse 43, teeing up our topic here again, it says, the stranger that is within thee shall get up above thee very high, and thou shalt come down very low. Okay? And this is exactly what we're talking about today. Why are we being infiltrated by illegals? Because the American people have sat back and allowed their corrupt politicians to allure them into the cities, their prospective cities, steal away your tax dollars, and then allure them into America, friends, with what? Welfare? This, that, and the other thing where they don't have to pay for it. If you want them to stop coming into America, then you're going to have to deal with corruption in government who's taking your dollars and stealing them away and giving them to these people under the guise of welfare, okay? It's not welfare to take from those that work to give to those that don't work, friends. Welfare means for the good of the people. And the Bible is clear in 2 Thessalonians 3:10, if they don't work, neither do they eat. So if they want to come in here, they're afforded asylum. But the fact of the matter is we see that it's our said politicians that are the responsible party for alluring them into the United States of America illegally in the first place. So again, it falls back to the blessings and the cursings. Which ones do you choose? Now, folks, again, if you want to call in, please do. Don't need to see your little immature comments coming from the individuals who haven't quite grown up in their heads yet. If you want to call in, 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back.
Ready to set brush fires of freedom in the minds of men? Well, start your engines with some high-octane truth-telling on the Sons of Liberty Morning Show. We'll bring you news and commentary from a Christian worldview using the Bible and the Constitution. Not to see who's on the right or on the left, but who is on the straight and narrow. Get on the inside track every weekday at 6 a.m. Eastern and Saturdays at 8 a.m. Eastern on SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are fighting the good fight of faith to make sure that freedom is preserved for our posterity for generations to come. Through our radio program, sonsoflibertyradio.com, and our media website, sonsoflibertymedia.com, we are reaching the masses both nationally and internationally with the message of the gospel and the truth of our biblical and constitutional heritage. At sonsoflibertyradio.com, you will find out how to book Bradley Dean to speak at an event near you, how you can support us in reaching America with this uncompromising message, and how to become a son or daughter of liberty, where you can financially support the work of the Sons of Liberty on a monthly basis and join with us in this fight to restore our nation. Check out sonsoflibertymedia.com as well, which has all the important news and information going on in the world today. There you will find the black and white truth without all the lies you'll see in the mainstream media. sonsoflibertyradio.com and sonsoflibertymedia.com, informative, easy to use, and a little fun too. Two sites that will change your life. Visit them today.
Wisconsin Christian News, a 48-page national newspaper unlike anything you've seen before. Hard-hitting commentaries, politically incorrect, vital news and information you can't get anywhere else. Get a free sample copy. Email rob@wisconsinchristiannews.com and mention the name Bradley Dean. Caution, side effects of this newspaper for liberals and evangelifish include, but are not limited to, uncontrolled fits of rage, weeping and wailing, and the urge to curl up in a fetal position in a safe space in your mama's basement.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the tech boom in the U.S. markets. The red-hot e-commerce payment sector is on fire with no signs of slowing down. Text the word HOT to 48542. Here's just one example of what you can get with the up-to-minute research from Avid Market Readers. According to Allied Market Research, mobile payments are on track to exceed $12 trillion, and Avid has identified one of the hottest companies in North America that is poised to dominate the mobile payment and e-commerce sector in 2021. Text the word HOT to 48542 to get your free subscription to Avid Market Readers. We deliver the data directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the hottest stocks to look at in 2021, then text the word HOT to 48542. Set your investment research strategy to hyper growth mode now with our information delivery system from Avid Market Readers. Text HOT to 48542 now and don't get left behind in 2021. Text HOT to 48542.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-582-9933. We just had some individuals try to poison the stream here on Top Shot, and I invite you to call in because we just had some bright illiterate tell us that we are not under the blessings or the cursings of the law. Well, what do you call it? We can see that in natural law. Furthermore, grace fulfills the law for those that did not know. Do we then make void the law through faith? Romans 3:31? God forbid. Yeah, we establish the law. Make distinction between moral law and ceremonial law. And by the way, I just shared some of the scriptures from Deuteronomy 30 for you. 28, that you might want to take heed to, because the Bible's clear when it tells us that under the curses, the stranger that is within thee shall get up thee very high, and thou shalt come down very low. Now, when I scroll down just a little bit for greater specificity, we can go to that of verse 49. The Lord shall bring a nation against thee from far, from the end of the earth, as swift as the eagle flyeth, a nation whose tongue thou shalt not understand, a nation of fierce countenance, which shall not regard the person of the old, nor show favor to the young. Does that sound like that's a blessing, man? Man, verse 52, and he shall besiege thee in all thy gates, and thy high and fenced walls shall come down. Right? I mean, does that sound like a blessing to anybody here? I didn't think so, but there's a whole lot of biblical illiterates out there trying to tell you that, you know what, you're not under the law anymore. No, not by a means of salvation, but either we're being blessed as a nation or we're being cursed, period. That still applies to anybody in the spiritual first and in the natural. Folks, to say otherwise, again, I challenge you to call in 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. I also want to say this, and then I'll get over to the topic here. And it shall come to pass, as the Lord rejoiced over you to do you good and to multiply you, So the Lord will rejoice over you to destroy you and to bring you to naught, and you shall be plucked from off the land whither thou goest to possess it. Again, to twist scripture to make it out to be what you want it to be, I would be very careful, because if it's a different gospel, the Bible's very clear when it says that you're a cursed individual. So let's do this without further ado, without being further laborious. Let's get over to making it prey of Americans, because Biden is now creating domestic insurrection. Joe Biden is a mere reflection of what the American people are tolerating today. Let me say it again. Joe Biden is merely a reflection of what the American people are willing to submit to. He's a reflection of the American people. Don't sit there and complain about what you tolerate, America, because you know as well as I do, he's guilty of fraud. He's a known pedophile. And now he has just mysteriously been placed into the people's White House, and 330 million people are going to stand back and say or suggest or deceive themselves into saying that he's actually there legally and lawfully. Now we're supposed to submit to him. You are incorrect. I want to say it again. You are incorrect. This is unconstitutional, rendering it illegal, friends. We as a people are not to throw off the Constitution, no. But we are called as a people to overthrow the men that pervert the Constitution. That is everything that the American people are to believe. Now, I know everybody wants to blame Barack Hussein Obama, and I know everybody wants to blame Biden, but most people still have not come to the conclusion that they're being led about by the powers that are tolerated by the clowns in the circus of politics that are put up, regardless if they're on the right or the left. Okay? And again, just keep in mind, the last presidential cycle, there was over 1,162 different presidential contenders that you were never told about, okay? But I know you know more than everybody else, some of you people, and the fact of the matter is you better get your game on, because you're losing your freedoms and you're losing your country because of your ignorance, okay? Take heed that you stand, lest you fall. Or should I go over to Romans 1:22, where the Bible's clear, where it says, professing themselves to be wise, they become fools. That's exactly where we're at. We don't have a leg to stand on in telling other countries as to how they're supposed to live our lives, or our neighbors, if we still haven't figured out how we're supposed to live our own. And that's the bottom line here. Acts 20, verse 21. Read it when you get a moment. Now, what I want to do is I want to go back to that of Donald Trump, just to show you how you're being played, America, how you're being played. Did you know that back in June 18th of 2019, I wrote an article, 196,000 illegals were just released into American cities with the all-inclusive packages, with work permits, benefits on their way, etc. This all being done under the administration of Donald Trump. 1-866-582-9933. Now listen, nobody likes to be lied to, but boy, have we been lied to. And how many times we have been lied to is beyond what can be numbered. And now, folks, I'm certain, and for some reason or another, Americans will suffer the abuse rather than righting the wrongs. As a matter of fact, even the information I'm telling you right now, go to Top Chat. You'll see the people kicking up against the truth. You'll see, friends, why we are in the position that we're at today, because Americans refuse to repent. They want to keep going on with them bad selves. They want to keep digging the hole that they and their posterity are going to fall into. I don't want to be a part of that. That's what I'm doing here right now. Let me go over to the Declaration of Independence. What does it say? And accordingly, all experience has shown that mankind is more disposed to suffer which evils are sufferable than to right themselves by abolishing the forms to which they are accustomed. Americans, why? The 53 countries listening to me even now, why do you suffer the abuses? Now, you've heard people say, fool me once, shame on you, right? Fool me once, shame on you. Well, fool me twice, shame on me. Folks, we can go way beyond twice. We can go back into the thousands of how many times we have been fooled, and yet we keep accepting it. And I'm lumping myself in the lot of the people because I'm here for the people, but I'm also here to tell you that this does not include me. in any sense of the word. How many times do Americans need to be lied to before they shame those who are lying to them? Our forefathers taught us, Hebrews 13:17, through their example, how we are to lawfully deal with corruption. Now, we can see in American government today how the FBI is being used like a bunch of brown shirts, how the CIA has long been used as brown shirts. And by the way, if you think that's far-fetched, you'll remember that Harry Truman, the president of the United States of America, back in 1947, he said of the CIA, he called them the modern-day Gestapo. Speaking of the CIA, he said, had I known that they would have been the modern version of Gestapo, he would have had nothing to do with helping them, is what he said. Okay? Just thought I'd throw that one in. Again, the Declaration of Independence teaches us, mainly through our fathers, as to how they dealt with corruption. But when a long train of abuses and usurpations pursuing invariably the same object evinces a design to reduce them under absolute despotism, it is your right, Americans, it is your duty, Americans, to throw off such government and to provide new guards for their future liberty. Now, I brought up the FBI for the very purpose that we see that they're being used to actually arrest, knock on the doors of patriots in America to arrest them for partaking in standing up against corruption in Washington, D.C. just a couple weeks ago. Now, friends, let's think this through for a moment. 330 million people, a good majority of them, are sick and tired of the corruption of Washington, D.C. and their state governments. And what is the mainstream media's message and corrupt politicians? What is their message? If you dare stand up and try to right the wrongs, we will consider you to be a domestic terrorist. Is that what's happening? So it goes back to what I've always said to my listeners, to my friends. Listen, if you don't deal with corruption, you're going to lose your God-given freedoms. And I'm here to tell you, there is no in-between. So how many times can one warn a people that refuse to take heed to the warnings? I know not. Put that up to Ezekiel 33:3. However, one thing I do know is that regardless if one takes heed or not, it's still happening. And sooner or later, there's going to be consequences to those who refuse to listen and act accordingly. Read Ezekiel 33:5. Now, folks, when I come back on the other side of this hard break, I'm going to show you exactly what took place under Donald Trump's administration, because it's no different than what you're seeing today when it comes to the like of Biden releasing illegal criminals back onto the streets of America, therefore making a prey out of the American people and their families. I'm going to take a quick break. I'll be right back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. We'll be right back.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News.
I'm Jeremy Scott. With newly confirmed Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin by his side, President Joe Biden repealed the ban on transgender Americans serving in the U.S. military by executive order. Austin voiced his support during last Friday's confirmation hearing.
I truly believe, Senator, that, as I said in my opening statement,
that if you're fit and you're qualified to serve and you can maintain the standards, you should be allowed to serve. And you can expect that that I will support that throughout.
The executive order reverts to policy enacted during the Obama administration in 2016 and overturns the ban enacted by former President Donald Trump. Dominion Voting Systems is suing Rudy Giuliani for defamation. The suit filed today. Giuliani is Donald Trump's personal attorney who has led efforts to spread claims of voter fraud. Dominion suing for more than $1.3 billion in damages. You're listening to USA Radio News. Sarah Sanders, who served as press secretary in the Trump administration, has announced she's running for governor of Arkansas.
As governor, I will defend your right to be free of socialism and tyranny, your Second Amendment right to keep your family safe, and your freedom of speech and religious liberty. Our state needs a leader with the courage to do what's right, not what's politically correct.
Sanders is the daughter of former Arkansas Governor Mike Huckabee. She has reportedly been considering running for governor since before she left the White House in 2019. About 150 protesters gathered in downtown Tacoma, Washington last night, one night after a police officer ran over someone in a crowd and may have hit others with their patrol car at a street race. The department says officers were responding to clear vehicles and people blocking an intersection when the crowd surrounded the officer's vehicle. 58-year-old officer on paid leave while an investigation plays out. Protesters blocked streets, lit trash cans on fire, and smashed windows. This is USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, friends. I'm just telling you right now, and I've said it several times before, if you're watching us on a social media platform, we're broadcasting into 133 cities, so we have to take breaks, okay? So I'm just saying it again for you. We're on national radio into 133 cities, broadcasting also into 53 different countries. Now, if you'd like to support the ministry, that is not a gimme, gimme, gimme. My name is Jimmy Ministry. And you want to keep us out there, then consider supporting us so we don't have to have those commercials. But in the meantime, that's where we're at. This is just how it works. Because, again, it's interesting how Americans are so apt to support in the hundreds of millions their favorite politicians. But when it comes to that of supporting a ministry that's telling you the truth, black and white, love it or hate it, it's amazing how little support comes in for a ministry like that, isn't it? But if you want to support, please do go to sonsoflibertymedia.com and go to membership. Become a son or a daughter of liberty today. Sonsoflibertymedia.com. Do consider supporting and becoming a son or liberty, son or daughter of liberty today. Again, on sonsoflibertymedia.com. By the way, you can also check us out on our social media platforms on sonsoflibertymedia.com, right side of the page, and or go over to beforeitsnews.com. BeforeIt'sNews.com, the same thing over there. If you want to call in, please do. Still waiting for a couple of people that want to set me straight to call in. That number's 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Now, what I want to do is I want to get over to this really quick. This is something that I wrote an article back in 2019. I know everybody was told by Donald Trump that he was going to build the wall. And by the way, today he's done very, very little of that. Much of the wall that you keep hearing from the likes of the past administration concerning Donald Trump, just for the record, and I'm giving you factual information, it was refurbished wall. In other words, it was wall that fell down and it was rebuilt. Okay? Just for the record. And also keep in mind, If you remember rightly, Donald Trump came out and said that he was going to rebuild the wall. It was going to be so easy, and it was going to be less than $4 billion to fix the wall. And then once he became the president, then it went up to $5 billion. Then it went up to $12 billion. Then it went up to $18 billion. Then it went up to $25 billion. And then he had the little Judas, or Paul Ryan, get on national television and tell us, now the American people are going to pay for the wall, and then Mexico will repay us. Do you remember this? Yeah. Nobody can deny this, not even all of you Trump worshipers. And by the way, how's that working out for you today? It's not, is it? Nope. It was the same thing with amnesty, friends. It was the same thing with DACA. Okay? And for those that don't know what DACA is, it's the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals. Notice how they're using children, friends, to play the emotions of the American people to allow illegals to come into the United States. But I would have you pause for a moment and think about the fact that it's the same government that's using children to play your emotions to bring them into America are the same ones that also sanctioned and support the murder of the innocent in the womb today. Put that up against Proverbs 6:17. Boy, people, I wish you would think. I'm not being disrespectful, but I'll tell you what, it gets sickening, friends. It really does. When you see politicians use children to pull the strings of the hearts of the American people, it's the same politicians that are sanctioning and approving the murder and the dismemberment and the baby part harvesting that are taking place in the country. These are the same ones that are selling you this kind of garbage. Okay? So it's not about your good. It's not about the children. It's not about our safety, even taking that up against the virus. I know they're trying to sell it to you, friends, as it's for your good that we do this. It's nothing's for our good. We're under attack by the same people. Okay? So let me go back over to Donald Trump before I get over to that of Joe Biden. And we all know, friends, by the way, that this started under the light of Barack Hussein Obama. I get all that, okay? But on May 6th, I wrote, contrary to what you've been promised, your country is literally being handed off to foreigners, which lines up with Deuteronomy 28, verse 43. The top list of Trump's broken campaign promises just happened to cover the very topic. Trump reversed his campaign position after becoming the president of reducing legal immigration levels, and now supports raising legal immigration levels, according to the State of the Union speech of February 5th, 2019. Trump also signed a legal immigration increase of unskilled H-2B visas in the amnesty-containing secret budget bill, HJR Resolution 31. New reports indicate his son-in-law, Jared Kushner's new immigration legislation will contain more legal immigration increases that will harm American workers. Is this how you make America great again, Americans? Just serious. Number two, Trump promised caravan illegals could not come into the United States of America. Caravan illegals allowed to enter in the U.S. under Trump's catch and release directive. Just the exact opposite of what he promised. Just like I warned. The third one, Trump promised to end Obama's unconstitutional DACA amnesty on his first day in office. Trump continued a DACA amnesty, giving deportation protection and jobs to more than 700,000 illegals in America in violation of existing federal laws. Is that how you make America great again, friends? See, this is why Jesus continuously told you, America, to judge them by their fruit in Matthew 7:16. How many times did I reiterate the point that what he said and what he did were the exact opposite? Oh, just like concerning the promises of prosecution, you know, bringing back in the rule of law and draining the swamp, you wouldn't be in a position right now with Joe Biden if he fulfilled that promise too. Just for the record, put that up against Isaiah 26, verse 9. Okay, number four, Trump promised to oppose amnesty. As a matter of fact, Trump just did the exact opposite. He endorsed amnesty legislation, H.R. 4760. He signed amnesty for illegal immigration in minors in the secret budget bill, in the secret budget bill, in the secret budget bill, okay, H.J. Resolution 31. He tweeted he's an open He's open to larger amnesty on January 20th, 2019, and has deployed his own son-in-law, Jared Kushner, to cut a deal with the Democrats, unconstitutional though they are, to give amnesty to millions more of the illegals in America. This was all under Donald Trump. Y'all with me? Again, we judge them by their fruits. 2 Corinthians 11:14 and 15. Number five, Trump promised an executive order to end birthright citizenship for illegals for illegals to rally his base just before the 2018 election. No order was ever issued. So again, what he said to the American people and what he actually did were just the opposite. And it's also interesting to note that when he did the opposite, the mainstream media never gave coverage. It never gave coverage to what Donald Trump was, which was, in fact, responsible for doing. So the media was there protecting him every step of the way. And if you put it up against Daniel 8:25, you'll see clearly, friends, that the Antichrist, they prosper in craft. And they push policies to make false peace. They're making war with God, Micah 3:5, friends. So let's go on to number six. Trump promised all illegals, including DACA recipients, that they would go home. Trump supported amnesty via H.R. 4760 and H.J. Resolution 31, which allowed most illegals to stay. See, friends, the agenda is going on regardless of who you have in the People's White House. But who was pointing the finger as Donald Trump being the good guys more than the false prophets in the church, the ignorant hirelings in the pulpits, John 10:12, and the list goes on, and then the QAnon PSYOP operatives within and without. This is what happens to a people when they wickedly depart from God. Let me go to number seven. Trump promised the DHS would clean up election frauds when he canceled the Chris Kobach-led Commission on Elections Integrity. Friends, no DHS action ever took place. But again, you fell for the fact that he was making America great again, right? Number eight, another promise failed by Donald Trump was to end sanctuary cities. No action, and now Trump delivers more illegal aliens to Democrat strongholds where they receive maximum taxpayer benefits and protections from deportation. I have a question for you, Americans. Do your said representatives, are they above the law? Because this is a violation of federal law. This is a felony being committed on the American people by their said representatives. They're flooding illegals into your communities, into your cities, and into your states. Is this how you make America great again? And again, let me ask you the question, are they above the law? Do they have a pass? Do they have impunity to go ahead and act freely in such a fashion to transgress the very laws that they swore to uphold? Well, apparently, according to the supporters of Donald Trump, he can do no wrong. Right? Let's go to the ninth offense. Trump promised to end catch and releases of illegals. Catch and release continued throughout his administration's tenure. And last but not least, update February 18th, 2019, Trump signed emergency order. Trump said he would declare an emergency and have the military build the wall. As of February 18th, 2019, no action took place. Trump's border wall promise remains 90% broken because a wall will not work as long as Border Patrol catches and releases concerning illegals and escorts them back into the United States of America. Let's use a little common sense, friends. What's taking place in your country? Now I'm going to get over to our main topic, friends, concerning making a prey of Americans as Biden continues to push forth the agenda that Obama and Donald Trump push. We'll be right back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of Liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Doug Hagman here. I once wondered if there was anyone out there who could guide our current future generations. Well, I found that man. His name is Bradley Dean. He's the host of the nationally syndicated radio broadcast show, The Sons of Liberty. Folks, help us restore our greatness. Listen to Bradley Dean, The Sons of Liberty. Book him for your next conference, assembly, or other event. Do it today.
Become a son or daughter of Liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from Sunny-Bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wrap should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Again, to the Sons of Liberty, we're just highlighting, friends, that this has been going on concerning the illegals being released back onto the streets of America, concerning administration after administration after administration. And I'm here to tell you, it didn't stop with Donald Trump. No, he did his part concerning his allegiance with the covenant of death and the covenant of hell, which will be disannulled once again. Isaiah 28, verse 18. Of course, I get the top chatters that are saying, I'm full of it. Then I get the other top chatters that are saying, you know what, who is it that we're supposed to follow? Well, let me ask you a question. How many scripture references have I given you since I've been on this show just today? What, probably 15 of them? And you're still asking the question as to who you're supposed to follow? Take responsibility. There's the problem. I share with you over and over and over again, friends, every single show I give you the result, but again, it only falls to deaf ears and to blind eyes because you don't want to take responsibility. But to those that do want to take responsibility, I'm here to tell you that I believe that we, by the grace of God, can get the job done. God does not use a majority to prevail. He always uses a minority. Just ask King David and put that up against Psalm 18 and Psalm 27 when you get a moment. Okay? So what we find after Donald Trump lied to the American people over and over and over and over again, which, by the way, the phone lines are wide open for you to call in and set me straight, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933, we see that Joe Biden is making a prey of Americans. And I guess somehow or another, the American people have fell to the idea that he can go ahead and do it and get away with it. No, friends, it's called treason. Let me say it again. It's called treason. And I remember when Frederick Douglass said submit. I'm just punching it in right now. I want to give you the exact quote. But it's interesting to note that none other than Frederick Douglass, and what he had said was exactly right. He said, find out what people will submit to. Sorry about that, guys. I was pulling it up. Find out what people will submit to. And you have found out the exact amount of injustice and wrong which will be imposed upon them. Here, let me say that again, because this is what's happening in America. Because the American people all the well know there's major voter fraud going on in this country. They know that Joe Biden's guilty of treason, and we know that he's there, friends, because the people in this country tolerate him to be there. And let me prove the point. Find out what people will submit to, and you have found out the exact amount of injustice and wrong which will be imposed upon them. You are now watching Joe Biden on a full frontal assault attack the very people that he's supposed to serve. But we've been watching this pedophile do this for a long time. And the American people knew this back in the 80s and in the 90s that Joe Biden was a criminal, but they laughed it off. Now they're finding that the joke is on them, so much so that he's appointing that. Constitution. Who's breaking the law, Americans? That's all I'm asking you. Who's breaking the law? If I'm here showing you what the law says, and they're doing what the law doesn't say they can do, who's breaking the law and who's upholding the law? Now let me ask you another question. Do representatives in this country have the right to break the law? Nobody has a right to break the law. Why? Because God never gave us the right to break the law. Liberty is the right to do what the law permits, said Charles D. Montesquieu. So why are we here? Don't blame Joe Biden. By the way, when I was talking about the crimes of Donald Trump, I just showed you again a basket full of his corrupt fruit of doing the opposite of what he promised to do. And it only shows you what I always said to you as a faithful witness, which delivered souls, that what you were afraid of and what you're afraid of Joe Biden doing to you, Donald Trump always did it. And so did Barack Obama. And so did George Bush. And so did the Clintons. And so did Daddy Bush. You see how this works? And things are going to keep going in the same direction. People ask me all the time, Bradley, when does this stop? It stops when you put a stop to it. Because if you think for one moment you're going to find someone to put a stop to it, friends, you better rest assured unless it's a God-appointed individual in doing so, and we have yet to see that on the scene. So in other words, what the Lord has done is pointing his finger back at every American and saying to whom much is required, or to whom much is given, much is required. Let me say it one more time to those that are complaining about, well, why don't you show us what the answers are? You're the answer. You're the strength of the Constitution. If you don't want to take that responsibility, you can't take the heat, get out of the kitchen, see ya, wouldn't want to be ya. Let's go over to what Breitbart just reported. ICE agents ordered to free all illegal aliens in custody. Why would you do something like that? If you weren't trying to create domestic insurrection, let me ask you the question, Americans. You answer the question. Why would this administration, the last administration, the administration before that, governors across the United States, why would they release illegals and criminal felons back onto the streets of America, making you and your families a prey? Because that's what I've always said. They're creating domestic insurrection. They're creating domestic insurrection. You're being distracted as they're overthrowing, as they're tearing down the Constitution and recreating one in a new world order. It's not all over, friends. It's not all over. you still have the freedom to do the right things. What are you doing with that blood-bought freedom that's been given unto you through sacrifice? John 15:13. We're supposed to live for those that died for us, right? Namely, Jesus Christ. 2 Corinthians 5:15. Don't complain to me about what's going wrong with this country, friends. Me and my family are doing our part. Now do yours. Immigration and Customs Enforcement Agents, ICE, tasked with enforcing federal immigration laws are being instructed to free all detainees in their custody as Joe Biden's criminal administration halts deportations. He has no right to do it. What he's doing is a felony, and it stands against federal law. Just so you know. As an internal January 21 ICE memo independently reviewed by Breitbart News and first reported by Fox News' Tucker Carlson orders agents to stop all removals, including land and air deportations. And in addition, the memo tells agents that all classes of detainees in ICE custody are now to be considered no significant likelihood of removable foreseeable future, suggesting all detainees will not be released. Hang on. Release them all was the order. Immediately was the order. The ICE official wrote to staff in the memo, typically if detainees do not have sponsors in the United States, agents can hold an individual in their custody. The memo, though, states that it is no longer the case and that even detainees without sponsors, must be released. Hey, folks, in ending today's show, one thing I'd like to add is that all of Biden's executive orders are unconstitutional. Why? Because they're not congruent with Article 6, Section 2. They are illegally being implemented. He is breaking the laws. He's committing the act of a felon. He's committing the act of treason against his own people because there's nothing constitutional about what he's doing. But then again, what do you expect from an administration that is guilty of the act of treason? Put that up against Article 3, Section 3. Folks, I'm laying law to the crimes. Okay? You must remember that these ill-designing men and women that hope that you will leave things in their hands are the same ones creating the problem. Ephesians 4:14. Remember, order out of chaos. Order out of chaos. Americans, who's creating the chaos? Same ones trying to bring in a new order. See, because this is not about preserving America under the rule of law. This is, again, about creating chaos and tearing down the U.S. Constitution in hopes of creating a new one. And all of this is occurring in the face of government using fences to surround the Capitol and our military to protect them from the very people that they are to serve. I want to end today's show with a question to you. How does that work? Americans, 53 countries that are listening to me even now, how does that work? I'm here to tell you, it doesn't work. The Lord says, the nation that forgets me, I'll turn that nation into hell. You only have one resolve, and it's between you and the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Read Acts 20, verse 21, Matthew 3, 2, and folks, let's get it straight.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.